Your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Leviticus chapter 15. Leviticus chapter 15, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When any man hath a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue he is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness in his issue. Whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue, it is his uncleanness. Every bed whereon he lieth that hath the issue is unclean, and everything whereon he sitteth shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And he that sitteth on anything whereon he sat that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And he that toucheth the flesh of him that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And if he that hath the issue spit upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And what saddle soever he rideth upon that hath the issue shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth anything that was under him shall be unclean until the even. And he that beareth any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And whomsoever he toucheth that hath the issue, and hath not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. And the vessel of earth that he toucheth, which hath the issue, shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take pigeons, he shall take to him, 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and come before the Lord unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and give them unto the priest. And the priest shall offer them, the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord for his issue. And if any man's seed of copulation go out from him, then he shall wash all his flesh in water, and be unclean until the even. And every garment and every skin whereon the seed of copulation shall be washed with water, and be unclean until the even. And the woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the even. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the even. And everything that she lieth upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sitteth upon shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And whosoever toucheth anything that she sat upon shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And if it be on her bed or on anything whereon she sitteth when he toucheth it, he shall be unclean until the even. And if any man lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the bed whereon he lieth shall be unclean. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. Every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation. And whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of her separation. And whosoever toucheth those things which shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the 8th day she shall take unto her 2 turtles, or 2 young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the issue of her uncleanness. Thus shall ye separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, that they die not in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that hath an issue, and of him whose seed goeth from him, and is defiled therewith, and of her that is sick of her flowers, and of him that hath an issue of the man and of the woman, and of him that lieth with her that is unclean. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. This passage will fall strange to our ears. If we're listening very carefully to this passage, what we're hearing is things that take place in our bodies that are involuntary. It's an interesting thing to think about. The Lord made us body and soul integrated, apart from illness and sickness and any such thing. That is the original estate of our creation. What this chapter reminds us of is how different we are from that original estate. Because God made us integrated body and soul, and he himself is our creator and therefore owner and proprietor, anything whereby our bodies are diminished is thought to be a strike against God. So here we begin to speak about bodily issues. Now, children, when we say the word issue, we're not talking about, ooh, you have an issue, don't you? Not an issue like that. It's an issue meaning some bodily something that's coming forth out of our bodies, right? Now, everyone, I don't want to be so graphic here as to be off-putting, but we do have to talk about a couple of things. Every one of us has to go use the bathroom every day. Those things did not make us unclean. That was considered to be a part of the products of waste that Jesus says went out in the draft. They don't really make you unclean. Okay? That's a part of your, even though it's a fallen estate, it's part of the normal health and elimination of bodily wastes and so on. Those are not being spoken of here. What we're speaking about here is if you have any kind of liquids or fluids or pieces of your body that you lose, that come out from you. If you have, say, a sore, some of you have been, maybe you've fallen and scraped yourself up pretty good. You know what'll happen, right? You'll get that yellowy stuff. We call it gore, don't we? That yellowy stuff. And then sometimes it'll like run, won't it? I've had, as far as I'm concerned, myself, I've had poison oak. A couple of times it got really bad to where I had, you know, a patch of it, say, 5 inches by 5 inches, and the liquid would just run off of that. That liquid, God says, that's part of your body, that's part of my stuff. And so when you lose, when you diminish your body in that way, God says, you've sinned. Isn't that interesting? The offerings here are offerings for sin and consecration. That even in our bodily weaknesses, God will say something to us about what belongs to him and how we have misused it in some way, even involuntarily, that now we have this running issue, this boil, this sore, this pimple, this something that has become infected and it has burst and we've lost something that belongs to God. Our bodies are not ours, ours to do with as we would want. And so God says, when this happens to you, you have sinned against me and you are unclean. And so, not only that, but everything you touch becomes unclean. And everything that is touched by someone else that you touched while you were unclean, they become unclean. Now, if there were no offerings offered here, if this was merely hygienic stuff that we're looking at, then we might be tempted to say, this is the Bible telling us about infection. But it's not. At least not bodily infection. Because at the end of that process, when that issue of the body finally closes up, and you're no longer offending God by letting go of your fluids that belong to Him, He will say, after 7 days, that is, you will miss the worshiping assembly at least one time afterward to make sure you're clean, to make sure that you don't infect anyone, because you shall not come into my presence while unclean. Then on the 8th day, after you have washed, you will come and bring your offering to the priest, and he will offer both a sin offering and a whole burnt offering, 2 turtle doves. You see what's being done there? It's not just, this is not a magic ceremony for healing. You're already healed. This is for forgiveness. Now, the other thing that I want you to note here, and this I think is the most convicting of this passage. Who knows that this man has an issue? This is hidden. It's a hidden sin. And so the Lord is speaking here about a guy, maybe he's got an issue, a boil on his hip. Nobody would know that. No one would be apprised of, oh, I need to stay away from him. He's unclean. He would have to care enough for the people around him to separate himself because of his uncleanness until his issue seals up, until the 7 days are over, and then offer his offering. He must care about those around him so as not to infect them. Because this is a secret sin. He's got to deal with it. He can't be left not to deal with it, because then what he's going to do is pollute all of his family members, the tent in which he lives, all with whom he does commerce. They all become infected. And when they find out, they will be unclean until the evening. They must retreat themselves and be alone for the rest of that day, wash themselves and be unclean until the evening. Beloved, this tells us something very, very important. It's a hard truth, so buckle up. If we hide our secret sins, we will end up polluting one another. That's what the passage is teaching. This is the general equity of the bodily issue. The man alone would have known that he was unclean, yet he was to protect those around him by dealing rightly with his uncleanness. Oh, beloved, Achan sinned secretly, and 37 men died when they went to Ai the next time. He hid it under his tent. He did not confess it until he was confronted. You see how even in the church, but think more, beloved, on what happened in Achan's family. They were so affected by that sin, they became, in some sense, complicit with him. And so when Joshua brought him out, it was all of his family that was stoned as well. I think the Lord here in Leviticus chapter 15 is calling out secret sin. That the general equity principle that we must deal with here is that this man who had a running issue that was known only to him must behave himself in a certain way so as to protect all of his friends, his family, his fellow church members, the folks he did commerce with and so on, from being in one sense or another infected. And beloved, we may say, oh, he had a covering on it, he put a Band-Aid on it, he did this, he did that. We often do that with our own sins. I'm going to tell you this. You will not know the effect that you're having on others, harboring those sins. You simply won't know it. So we must do the right thing then. We must, if we have that running issue, if we have its equivalent today, some hidden or secret sin, we must deal rightly with it. Oh, this doesn't mean that we proclaim our secret sins from the housetops. I'm all for discretion. But beloved, if it's a secret sin and it besets you, then find some help. Go to your pastor, one of your elders, your wise Christian friends, or one of them, and confide in them and get some accountability. Get some air on the issue that it might be dried up. So, there are a lot of things said here, some that pertain only to men, some that pertain only to women. But I think the principle of the passage is clear enough. Let us make one more use, and then we'll close. We remember, don't we, that 3 times each year, men were required to come to Jerusalem to worship God in those 3 feasts of Tabernacles, Booths, and Passover. Why is it that women were not thus enjoined to be there? Well, ladies, God has made you with a regular running issue. It is a reminder, I believe, of the fall of mankind. Man is the responsible party, yet, ladies, the Lord gave you a reminder of that. And so what we have here is the men are required, the ladies were not required because of their condition, but they could. They were welcome to come. But you must remember something in so speaking, and that is that if they were traveling with their husbands and they became unclean, then their husbands would have been unable to partake of the Passover because they would have been unclean as well. This was perhaps one of those difficult providences that God would bring upon a family to remind them and to humble them for their sins. When we read a passage like Leviticus 15, we can't simply relegate it to personal hygiene. We can't relegate it to a bygone era. We must bring it up to date and recognize among ourselves that he who hideth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have peace. So, beloved, let us bring that understanding to Leviticus chapter 50. Let's stand again.